We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He knows what movies are worth watching and what ones aren't. And if you're streaming shows, he's got your hits and misses there, too. Here's Tim Lammers, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant.
Paul Douglas joining you with Tim Lammers, whose movie reviews and streaming reviews are always brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. There's a four-part documentary series, Allen versus Pharaoh. If you thought things couldn't get any weirder with Woody Allen, they just did. And it's catching fire. Here's a clip from that series.
This is the story of two of the biggest stars in the world.
The father is Woody Allen, writer, director, actor. The mother is Mia Farrow, his co-star and mother of his three children.
Say hi.
Hi.
My family was really close.
It was an amazing childhood.
But no matter what you think you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Woody gave her everything she could possibly want.
I was over the moon happy. But that's the great regret of my life. I wish I'd never met him.
Yeah, boy. Tim Lammers, welcome.
Thank you, Paul. And look, this is the hot talker everywhere, this new series. It's a four-part series. You're right. They're only releasing one episode at a time. The first one debuted Sunday night on HBO Max, Allen v. Pharaoh. And you're right, this has been going on for years, these allegations of sexual abuse against Mia Farrow's 7-year-old daughter, who she adopted, and Allen actually adopted her later on as well. So you not only have that going on, this first episode touches on the affair that broke Farrow and Allen apart, and of course that was Farrow's adopted daughter, Soon-Yi Previn, who she adopted with Andre Previn. So, boy, what a mess. And you got, you know, mudslinging going on back and forth in the press. Mm-hmm. It's already talking about lawsuits, you know, because they're saying this is a one-sided documentary. And I guess, in theory, yes, it is one-sided because you hear the tale of these allegations from Mia Farrow, from Dylan Farrow, from Ronan Farrow, who, of course, has made his name, quite a name already, as a journalist with the Harvey Weinstein stuff of a couple of years ago. So, yeah, you don't see any chance for Farrow or for Woody Allen to answer himself, but you actually do hear Allen in the series through an audiobook that he recently published, and that's actually part of the lawsuit stuff that's already going on. It's a big mess, Paul. It's a big mess. The series itself, though, is a compelling series.
Well, I was a fan of Woody Allen 30 years ago, but in light of some of the things that have come to light, it's hard to cheer him on now. And yet, you know, I like to have both sides represented so I can make up my own mind. And, again, Woody Allen's, I guess, representatives are calling it a hatchet job, but it's something, it's definitely on my list when I'm in the mood to watch that kind of programming, Tim.
Yeah, it's tough to watch. There's no question about that. I mean, because it is pretty explicit what they describe here, and, you know, the evidence, at least what they have compiled, is pretty damning. Now, at the same time, you not only have Woody Allen fans coming out in his support. You have journalists who are throwing mud at Mia Farrow. So, yeah, this is really ugly. Is it an extreme case of hero worship and people trying to separate the artist from the art? I don't know. Personally, I liked a couple of Woody Allen's films. I've never been a huge fan of his, and that has nothing to do with the allegations. From day one, I haven't been a big fan of his. So I feel like I could have watched this series, you know, more in an objective manner than a lot of these journalists are, who are clearly in his court.
Right, right. Well, here is a second clip for your review from Amazon Prime Video called Tell Me Your Secrets.
Are you ready?
For what?
To be Emma. You're in witness protection. You need to live a quiet life here.
This place is rotten.
Not attract attention to yourself.
Hey.
And be very careful who you form attachments to.
You're not who I thought you were.
I don't know whether that makes you scary or amazing. If I was
you, I'd run. You think people can really change, John? If I
was you, I'd Prison was a real epiphany. Now I am well. If I was you, I'd
be afraid. I need you to find someone. Afraid of what's
inside. Help me find this monster before she destroys someone else's life.
Oh, no!
Oh boy, Lily Robb and Amy Brenneman in this crime mystery series. What did you think of this, Tim?
Well, even though it is a crime mystery, it's a heck of a lot lighter than the Allen v. Farrow, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's entertainment. Yeah. But it is, you know, rooted in a pretty tragic story. I mean, there's this woman whose daughter, adult daughter, went missing. She suspects, and that woman's played by Amy Brenneman, she suspects that it is a serial killer that knows her whereabouts. He's in one prison. Something happens to him. His alleged accomplice, played by Lily Robb, is the only person that Amy Brenneman can talk with to try to find out the fate of her daughter. But here's the thing. She's taken out of prison and put in witness protection to, you know, stay away from the case and effectively leave the woman with no answers. So she goes ahead and hires somebody that would know the life of a criminal, an actual sexual predator, to track this woman down. So it really is the sort of series that makes your skin crawl, but it is really fascinating. You have more than one story going on at once. You actually have three, because the town where Lily Robb's character relocates to is a town itself that has secrets. So it's one of these twisty narratives. It goes through 10 episodes. I watched all 10 within a matter of a couple days. It is that compelling. It's a really good crime thriller if you like it, but it is also, it's tough to watch in time because the subject matter is pretty tough.
Yeah, I just find when I watch TV now, when I stream something in the evening, and I do listen to a lot of your suggestions, Tim. You've rarely led me astray, my friend.
You're not going to watch this one.
Well, and look, each to his own, right? I'm not going to tell you what to watch, but I like the escapism, just trying to imagine a saner world. The crime stuff, I don't know, just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to find everything that's new and everything that's interesting. And, you know, and truth be told, I mean, you get an actor like Lily Robb. She was in American Horror Story. She was in The Undoing with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. It was a vital supporting role. Amy Brenneman, again, has been around for a long time as well. I love the actors in the piece. There's this Hamish Linklater is the name of this predator in this show. He makes your skin crawl. He is so good. So, you know, the series has a lot of good things going for it, but again, it's that subject matter that's really difficult to broach.
Yeah. Tim Lammers, always great food for thought. We sure appreciate you hanging in there with us today, and looking forward to a chat later this week, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. Have a great day.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.